ladder up.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week segment. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Sarovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week's mensch is sort of a co-mensch, but for the same reason. So it's two people involved with the same project. So this week's mensch of the week is Mandy Bell and Susan Waldman for their roles in the Women's History Month video that was put out recently. MLB Network is the one who tweeted it. I'm not sure if they are the ones who like produced it, but Mandy, it seems like, you know, wrote kind of the script for it, or like produced it, basically.
I think
made
she
it.
Wrote it.
She wrote it. And then Susan Waldman read it in that just unmistakable voice. And everybody, if you haven't watched it, now is where you pause and you go watch it and then you can come back. Okay, hold on.
Yes.
All right, we'll give you a minute.
Okay. Okay, welcome back. Are you, did you get tissues? I bet you got tissues.
Welcome back. That video was posted on March 27th for Women's History Month in March. And it was just, I thought it was fabulous. Like, these things can come off like pandery a lot of the time. Not that pandering is bad per se, but it can come off a little like, you know, tokeny or pandering or however you want to put it. But I felt like this struck the exact right tone in the sense that it came right out and said right away, like, we don't need a Women's History Month. Like, we don't need this. We know exactly like what our struggle has been, how we've gotten here. We know our history, but it's really nice that things are improving and it's nice that we can acknowledge it and be seen. And it
and
was
I
just, I thought the message was great.
Yeah, and I also appreciated how it like explicitly called out the contributions of women across baseball in so many different roles, from broadcasting to playing, coaching, you know, everything. And, you know, I thought in terms of it being like not pandering, you know, what it reminded me of, and I'm, of course, blanking on any of these other examples at this time, but I feel like there are a few things that I have, like TV shows where I've seen, and I just know right away that it was written by women, like the way that the women talk to each other and interact, it just feels like, yes, that is the thing, that is the feeling. And I thought that this also sort of captured that, like it just felt very genuine to me.
I agree. And I just love like it's hard to say that the cinematography on like a short little like promo video was great, but it really was great.
Yes, it was very like exciting.
It was artsy.
And like, yeah, just lots of like older women, younger women, women in history, women nowadays, just like a huge array of diversity, acknowledgement of women's Negro leagues, like all kinds of representation, and just really, really cool images in a lot of cases. Like there was some stuff I hadn't seen before, and that was really fun.
Yeah.
And also cute kids. And isn't that what it's all about?
Well, that's the thing.
Indeed.
Too, is, you know, at least for me growing up watching a baseball game, that's baseball to me, you know, and that's what kids think of. It's the players on the field. It's the coach. So you don't realize you can still be in baseball without being on the field. And I feel like this helps making it more visible and like, no, there's always been a place for you here. Like there were all women involved and there's still women involved, even if you don't see them on the field. So it was just good to bring that out too, so that you can still physically see, no, women are still working. They're just not on the field. Well, some of them are obviously now with Alyssa Nakin.
There's not like a seat at the table for women. All the seats at the table are available for women.
Yes. And as we've mentioned in previous iterations of the show, it is possible that this season we get the first female umpire ever. That is a distinct possibility. I am waiting with bated breath for that.
It's going to be so exciting to be really mad at her. To just like talk crap about her all the time. It's going to be really great.
She called she called him at spring training game. So I watched an entire game. I think I watched that whole game that she called. I don't remember being mad at her once, but it was also a spring training game that didn't count. So
right. Wouldn't it be funny if it turns out that women are just absolutely incredible umpires and should have been doing it all along?
Yeah. We don't need non-zero robot umps. We don't need robot umps. We have women doing it. but yeah, there were so many like both familiar and unfamiliar faces is what I liked about this too. It's like you obviously recognize, you know, like Sarah Langs was in it. You recognize the women who are like prominently coaches Angel on the field. But there are a lot of folks who were like new, who hadn't had the spotlight shown on them before. And that's kind of another way of saying what Linda already said, which is that, you know, I'm glad that they showed some folks behind the scenes, and I got to learn about some new people who I didn't know before.
So that also reminds me, I was listening, so I was on the train heading to Long Island for opening day. Did I hear women's names as they were introducing the personnel on opening day?
Yeah. I was late to opening day, so I can't answer that question. At that moment in time, I was on the 7 train with very loud children.
Because I thought I heard them announce a couple women as they were going through all the personnel. So I was like, wait a second, there's women there. So yeah. Even that, like, the Mets, you know, it's cool to give every single person their flowers, but it's also cool that there were women there now on the field getting acknowledged on opening day. Allison, yeah. Do you remember what their jobs were? I can't remember.
No, I don't. Because I was like, what was I doing during the like pregame? I was working, so I was very split attention wise. During the like pregame ceremonies, so I wasn't like super paying attention to it.
But I could have.
I would just like to say that if they had gone out and signed like Otani or someone super exciting, we all would have been watching every second of that intro.
Yes,
it's true.
Glued to our seats. Mm-hmm. Or screens.
But yeah, I think it's awesome that that this video exists and was made. And again, not in a like it, you could tell it was made by women, produced by women, and it's not like a pandering thing or a tokenism thing. It's very, very genuine.
It really made me feel part of something.
Yeah.
It gave me the feels. It gave me feels. I loved it. Very similar to the MLB The Show thing, except like this is real life, which is even cooler. But yeah, speaking of women in baseball, we are doing a fundraiser right now. For Baseball for All, the mission
for
of
women
which
in baseball.
yes, exactly. Literally, the mission of which is to get girls into baseball in all roles, just as the video highlighted. This isn't just about getting girls playing baseball, though that is part of it, obviously a big part of it. This is about getting women girls and women the opportunity to coach, the opportunity to be in front offices, the opportunity to do all sorts of roles on and off the field in baseball. So yeah, a really worthy organization. So, you know, as we turn the calendar away from Women's History Month, just know that we are still doing the work every month of the year. For every $5 that you donate to Baseball for All, you will get a raffle entry into our little pool that we will draw from for some cool prizes. So yeah, if you have a few bucks to throw Baseball for All's way, five specifically to celebrate 5 years of this show. Another way in which women are involved in baseball in unconventional ways. Yeah, feel free to participate in that. We are really excited about it. We think it's the perfect way to celebrate 5 years of this show and 200 episodes of this show to support, you know, girls and women in the sport that we all love. So, yep.
Five all already. And
yeah.
For the next 6 weeks, this is super exciting. And you guys are going to show up and see how we do.
Exactly. In the meantime, You can go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic pods. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at HR Applesauce. You can get in touch with this show by email, aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. You can also find us on social media at A Pod of Their Own on all of the apps. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Sarovich.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search Home Run Applesauce and you should be able to find our entire feed of awesome pods right there. Please rate and review the show if you have a moment. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in podcasts.